this far. I don't mean to say there weren't good times. Hayden Carruth.
To think we've actually made it this far, despite the viruses, space dust and dark matter, the missile envy, the failed brinksmanship in Seoul City, Ho Chi Minh City, the City of Angels, the City of Brotherly Love, all those remote horror movie locations. Despite the pills and the pill, the antibiotics, the solar storms traversing us each 11th year since Hiroshima to this end of the second Christian millennium, this Piscean age, Virgil said, would be golden. Having had our second coming of age, freedom summer to the summer of love, those delicious years as the world blossomed on spindrift between the killer waves of open markets and right-wing populism. Having endured the aftermath underground, coming down to earth to find ourselves a place to sit out the storm, collect our thoughts, tend our gardens, mind our own beeswax, letting our offspring outgrow such makeshift nests as we were able to piece together in darkness, letting our imaginations attempt solutions that don't require sacrifice. Not dying before we were too old to be trusted or know firsthand what gravity does in time. Not completely worn out from making a living, adolescent in some ways, even now, in love more than ever with these ephemeral bodies. What time looks like in three dimensions, the form it takes in these latitudes. Making up with pointed consciousness as best we can for loss of faith in a God, that foregone conclusion, as well as in works of reason that were supposed to save us from ourselves by building a post-lapsarian paradise out of the allocated abundance of goods. Nervous as never before about the failure of vital organs, kidneys, heart, brain, Congress, Supreme Court, presidency, the rising cancer and morbidity rates, the inner workings at ward and precinct levels. But passing our Saturn returns, our 7x7 in a breeze, passing 55, the year they raised the limit again, passing gas more than ever, but here, weathering the unending death throes of romanticism. The days and nights when rage was all the rage, the dying from sex instead of just for it. The worldwide jump in U.S. arms sales since the walls came down Berlin to Soweto, the gales of free market democracy bringing Bretton Woods to Suriname, leaving where the cold warriors had been a gap the righteous right was only too happy to fill. Still torn between the conviction that everything is predetermined, a matter of cause and effect, freedom of choice, at best only choosing to do what we have power and inclination to do, and the niggling suspicion that everything, especially inside where we think we are, is open-ended and subject to acts of will, still bleeding from scratching that last 7-year itch, but fairly fit otherwise, considering, though more than a little tired at this stage of all the lines, excuses, and other bullshit. Tired of having the public goods sold out to private greed, the forests clear-cut, the air and water becoming viscous, the soil sterilized, the politics of person, personality, and ecstasy conflated with rugged individualism, liberty with state capitalism, world peace with the Pax Americana, property rights with the Ark of the Covenant, the right to bear arms with the sweet lightness of being. Tired of republics built on slavery, democracies based on ability to pay, cities of God with walls around them, churches invested in arms manufacture, revolutions that don't gladden the hearts of the people as the Book of Changes says they should, but end up as only flip sides of the coin or hit singles by and for the usual suspects with clean nails, who always seem to believe in the words of one of our founding fathers, the country ought to be run by those who own it. Tired of lowest common denominator democracy, tyranny of the greatest number, unanimity without amity, no censorship, just good manners. The body counts, not counting those disappeared, always having to remind ourselves the Constitution is not a suicide pact or writ of servitude to Daddy Warbucks. Tired of watching the fortunes of war trickle down through the polished fingers in charge of the till, then evaporate before hitting the ground down here where misfortunes rain like red ink, coagulating in the eyes of children, fermenting in the bellies of misused women, shrinking the dreams of once virile men. Tired of bebop, doo-wop, hip-hop, played in the cadence of shop, 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 coming into us in thumps and pulses, the steady diet of pre-digested worms pouring into our ears so we can't think in any rhythm or register but cash, every instrument of every culture morphed into a financial instrument, every note of every song we sing a bank note, no more than legally tender, strip-searched at customs, and only allowed in, redressed in blue jeans, logos, and credit cards. Tired of the political cant whenever we mention economic democracy. Everyone sucked into the cash nexus, struggling to keep their heads above water in pursuit of money as happiness. Who can't imagine what a self might be, except in terms of private property. Millions hungry in history's richest nation, fighting each other for leftovers while fortunes are given to players to play with little balls, showing their perfectly eager bodies on screen for what it's worth, universally understood as the definitive Americanism. Tired of hearing that driving someone to ruin is rational and moral, that nature's law, divine law, requires that some of us suffer poverty and inordinate pain, that karma means reward and punishment, a contract between a feather's weight and our hearts, so heavy, so afraid of losing the little we've got, we spend our lives as good consumers, addicted to endless growth and acquisition, unable to answer the question, how much is enough? Willingly buying ourselves into bondage to corporations programmed to replicate cancer. Tired of trying to end the war by electing one lesser evil after another in one popularity contest after another, the equation of democracy with business class neo-liberty, a nationalism that makes people believe what's good for GE is good for us all, fundamentalist religious movements in bed with fundamentalist economics, the top 1% worth more in dollar terms, what counts, as they say, than the rest of us together. Tired of born-again candidates slicked up with that old-time religion signifying that freedom of in no way means freedom from, that faith is morality's sole source, that those without that faith aren't fit to hold office and are, in fact, the main reason our great nation is headed for perdition and ought to be made to see in faith-based schools, battalions, and prisons the error of their ways. Tired of consent and consensus manufactured by international conglomerates that twist, fluff dry, and spin public opinion in cybernetic brainwashing machines. Headlines that say the majority think the opposite of what the majority think. The polls skewed by design and data juggling justices who rule for injustice. Landslide victories claimed for slim margins, if that, in elections where more than half the people eligible to vote don't bother. Tired of being told by those who believe a little bit of tyranny is okay, that privacy is a luxury in times like these, when crime is rampant in the streets, market, boardroom, pulpit, and White House. That if we have nothing to hide, we should be happy lying in bed with the bugs, more secure for the cameras on street lamps, the webs of information, homing devices, the hidden algorithms of search engines, the green-backed obelisk looking over our shoulders. Tired of the chemical imbalance fossil fuel conglomerates induce in air, water, land, and living tissue, insinuating their toxic substances farm to pharmacy, cradle to grave, into every available opening, writing the laws and regs that permit them to poison the living planet piecemeal in the guise of environmental protection with only a slap on the virtual wrist as each dirty secret is found out, each compound is taken off the market to be replaced with another then found out, and so forth and so on as the glaciers melt, the world turns into a hazardous waste dump, while those leading us in the march of progress weep all the way to the chemical bank. Tired of genocide, ecocide, suicide, king of the mountain and queen bee, mistaking technological and financial for moral, social, legal, and lately even genetic superiority, misconceiving ability as imperative, based on nothing more than the drift of words toward their own reification, reducing religion to platitudes, dogma, and lines of credit, the nostrums and tribal notions sold from pulpit, bench, oval office, and ivory tower, silvery things with wings like angels and missiles, packaged in holier-than-thou condescension, patriotic gore, and the rule of gold. Liberty narrowed down to product choice, equality put off till the danse macabre, fraternity an undergraduate pledge, big money and dollar sign minds controlling the triple threat of schools, media, work, the tiger biting its own tail become Saint Economy, Ouroboros, Mater Magna and Pater Familias rolled into one big enchilada on our merry-go-round altar to what passes for sound reason. Tired of all the mystical mumbo-jumbo crackpot theories and haywire revelations propounded in the wake of each of our lost generations and failed revolutions by backlot philosophers, barroom prophets, drugstore geniuses, and self-help hucksters, the specialists in public righteousness, the psychedelic snake oil salesmen recycling the greatest stories ever told, trying of all things to talk us into it. Transcendence, ghosts in the machine, unification by analogy, salvation by prefigured imagination, love by subscription, and pie in the sky when you die. Desire and fear turning ignorance into mystery, mystery into divinity, divinity into reputed immortality. The fossil record devolved to diluvial silt deposited by the sick notion of sin. Tired of the serial goddess model, this theater of cruelty and farce, the knotted string of beggar and fisher kings, the game show winners celebrated each spring, toasted all summer, plowed under after each harvest, bearing their brother's blood and father's guilt, twined like ivy and snakes around their arms, served up the following fall as object lessons for Our Lady of Perpetual Orgasm. Tired of the I am that I am version, the magic delta, hand, eye, mouth, intoning the holy strictures of thou shalt nots, the parade of daughters sacrificed on the smooth stone of patrilineal reproduction, wanting above all to be wanted, or cast in the runway treadmill fashion, sex upstaged by sexuality, disporting themselves in various modes of undress, their love lives self-censored simulcasts, digitally enhanced for viewing pleasure, or turned into sexless workers for hire and hive, their labor a red mark in a two-column ledger, a hymn to piety and drudgery, so he can be on top of it and her, as if Lilith weren't here from the first. Tired of love that isn't allegiance, a sacrament of mind, body, heart, each becoming oneself in another, loving enough to let each other be whatever we need to be free. A gift, not a token of exchange, pay and demand, obedience, or rip-off numbers game, circus act perverted into abortive productions in a ring that doesn't liberate, but binds in fear and abject codependence. Marriage as rape and mutual assured destruction, sexual politics a state of affairs, big brother and big nurse in our bedrooms, enforcing the law of diminishing returns. Tired of poems about poetry and poets, ink blot exercises and guts spilling in spurts of breath all over the page, phrase makers egging each other on with in-jokes and arcane innuendos, the more petit of postmodern insight propped up for viewing in the Lebensraum, the inner dialogue of logos and eros expressoed into stand-up comedy, community as a literary conceit, pursuit of novelty as a way to get out of thinking through the given, titillation and shock, aping those arts generated closer to the heart, as if concocting bizarre metaphors were a kind of self-creation, allowing the dying animal at the moment of death to die satisfied, knowing what it had done. Tired of the thickening line, the coarsening of civic idiom from butter wouldn't melt to gutter mouth. Freedom of expression abstracted into the blob that ate the city of angels, fun and games into the city and death of art, furniture, rearrangements, a face saving for nothing to say, but look how sincere I am. Extravagant metaphors, expedient motives, florid and fluorescent graffiti figures, outrageous caricatures, grotesqueries, this month's personality disorder, overestimating the ordinary, promoting the ugly as beautiful, the garish, loud, and trashy as radical chic, a mishmash of tripe and clutter as profound. Superlatives and surreal juxtapositions, inane and pathetic images, disjointed broken field running, obligatory symbolism, supreme fictions of houses of cards we willingly enter, sales pitches of any frequency, snow jobs of any kind, obfuscations, deliberate misdirection, and outright lies. Each life is too short, and all our lives together still more too short to hoard or falsify any information, to block any course of inquiry that might be to the point or otherwise useful. Tired of trying to figure out the meaning of meaning, the difference of difference, being qua being, the in itself and for itself, this in terms of that, you in terms of me, and vice versa. Sympathetic to the instinctual search for things in themselves, the essence of being at home with ourselves, at one with ourselves, having the time of our lives this time, but not forgetting the suffering words can bring. The pain and humiliation that come from thinking of things as ideas, ideas as things, real flesh and blood people as characters, personifications, allegorical figures, categories in some double-blind scheme, mere statistics, examples of something else. Tired of infinitive expectations, to know, to understand, to have, to hold. The putting off into the subjunctive at best, the ablative absolute at worst, all we could possibly want in our reflex for instant gratification, here where we are now, infinity and eternity, getting lost in one another at this intersection where metaphor and fact cross each other while all the traffic lights are flashing all their colors at once. Tired of incremental strategies that lockstep into Zeno's paradox, leaving the poor poor, the hungry hungry, binding the feet tighter and tighter, leaps become impossible, the promised land unwon, longing unrequited forever, landfall never made where love might take root. Tired of being enthralled to the ruling eye, the mess and clutter of life as lived, edited only by turns of the head or shutting of lids, sight without insight, wit absent that agon bite of inwit our ancestors in crime charged us with, seeing the world turn into the sun each morning, rising to meet the step of the one turned toward her, petals blushing in these cryptic hands we cup them lovingly in, even knowing the slightest touch will bruise the perfect cast of their unfolding complexion. Overeducated, well-read, almost terminally hip and PC, tuned in to subtext, pretext, nuance, double entendre, hardly ever missing a bet, a beat, but still dumb as stones about whole universes inside. Still at a loss about who we are, what this is, where we are, what we're doing, ought to be, and might be doing here, what our work together here is, how to open the heart without so much hurt, why Venus still finds us in the dark, whose horse that was that ate the blue rose of Sharon, where Sylvia is, and what comes next.